And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Governor Kevin Stitt continues to defend his decision to begin lifting restrictions meant to limit the spread of COVID-19. Stitt says hospitalizations in Oklahoma peaked almost a month ago, and the healthcare system now has plenty of capacity. Stitt says that when he started issuing executive orders last month, he had three goals in mind.
Number one was to build capacity in our healthcare system, to make sure that we didn't overrun that. It was also to start building supply in PPE, and it was to flatten the curve. It was never to have zero cases in our state. That's just not practical.
A model from a team of scientists whose work is frequently cited by the White House previously estimated June 17th was the earliest safe date Oklahoma could begin easing restrictions. They have now removed Oklahoma from their projections because of the new variables introduced by the governor's reopen plan. Cases of COVID-19 continue to climb in Oklahoma. 130 new cases were reported by the State Department of Health, bringing the total to more than 3,400. 207 Oklahomans have died from the illness. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter has requested an investigation into the State Department of Health. Hunter's office did not specify exactly what they're looking for, but in a separate letter, they warned State Health Commissioner Gary Cox not to retaliate against potential whistleblowers and not to destroy any records. Oklahoma has been under scrutiny this week for its $2 million purchase of a malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, that President Trump has speculated may treat the coronavirus. Governor Kevin Stitt said in a statement Tuesday that he is disappointed in the Attorney General for investigating his administration during the pandemic. Last night's severe weather doesn't yet appear to have caused major damage in Tulsa. There was some roof damage in West Tulsa near Sand Springs. The Tulsa Fire Department also performed a water rescue of two men near 41st and Highway 169. Severe weather struck across the region last night with reports of baseball-sized hail near Yukon in eastern Canadian County. Sunny with a high of 71 today. Sunny skies are predicted through the rest of the week. Right now, clear skies, 53 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.